It's a mountain road with hairpin curves, no guardrails, and an average grade of 12%. That makes it one of the most popular and perhaps hair-raising attractions in the Northeast. We'll make our trip to the summit on today's edition of The American Countryside. The Mount Washington Auto Road opened in 1861, allowing tourists to take carriage rides to the Northeast's tallest peak. It was still considered a dangerous trip when the first autos made their way to the summit.
If you arrived here in your automobile in the early 1900s, the driver and all the passengers had to sign a liability release, releasing the owners of the road from any liability if anything happened up there. And they had to have it witnessed and notarized. So it was a big deal to drive your car up the road in those early days.
Howie Weems is the general manager of the auto road. The road and the cars have both improved, but it's still quite a trip.
It was a big deal, and is still a big deal. The road's almost 8 miles long, and in that 8 miles, it rises at almost 4,700 vertical feet. So it's a steep road. It's averages 12%.
People have long sought to set records on the road. In the early years, before cars were making the trip, one lady took a wager at the nearby hotel, the Glen House.
A woman undertook a bet at the Glen House down at the base that she couldn't climb to the top of the mountain and back in a single day. Well, this particular woman weighed in at about 300 pounds. And she went on to hike up and down in that day and collected a $1,000 wager for it. And apparently, by story, danced all night in the Glen House in celebration.
There are still some records set here. Most people come for the chance to drive to the top and simply experience the view on a clear day. Traveling the countryside at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, I'm Andrew McCrae.